Today's daf is Sota Daf Chaf, and we are on Daf Chaf. We're going to start right at the top. First words on the daf, and today's daf is one of those. There's a lot of Shas topics that relate to today's daf, but let us get into it from the beginning. First, finishing up a conversation that we were in the middle with yesterday, and that is we quoted various brises in terms of Rabbi Akiva Shita. Exactly, what does he hold? What is the last moment of time when the woman can say that she's not going to drink, could go back? So we have a stira in Bryce's. The Gemara says on top right now, Kasha to Rabbi Akiva, to Rabbi Akiva. We have a stira in what Rabbi Akiva held. We have two Bryce's. Hasam Amar. One Bryce says, Mechika Ma'akva. The Mechika, the erasing of the name, is what is Me'akeves. And if she has already erased, then she can't say any shoset. Then we would be our heirs. We would force her to drink. V'yacha Amar Kometz Ma'akev. And here it says that the Kometz is Ma'akev. The Haktara is the ma'akev, and as long as the kometz hasn't been hukrav, if she says any shosa, we wouldn't force her. Rashi says lo ansin on lalash kosa. So which is it? So trei tanoi aliba Rabbi Akiva. So it's machlokas in the later tanoim what Rabbi Akiva said, and we always like to quote Rashi in Maseches Ksubas whenever a line like this comes up, where Rashi says this is one of the few times in Shas that you can't really say elu ve'elu devri elokim chayim. You can always say that when you have two ways of looking at something, and you can also say that about two different shitos in general. But if it's a machlokas about what a Rebbe said, then generally you can't say elu ve'elu there, because somebody either got the shear correctly, or one didn't. Unless you say that the Rebbe changed his mind, then you could also say elu ve'elu in that circumstance, and that could be if a Rebbe had this a havamina and a maskana, an earlier shita, a later shita, each one of them has halachic validity, elu ve'elu. As we'll see later on in the Gemara, where the Gemara in Erevin comes up. But if it's not, if it's really machloka that what Tana said, an earlier Tana, then it's more difficult to say Elu ve'elu. Ibo Eluhu, says the Gemara, Amra eini shose machmas bir yusa. What happened if a woman says, I'm not drinking? And she seemed sound of spirit. She seemed like it wasn't because if she was nervous. Machmas bir yusa. And then, v'chazva amra shose ani. And after she says, I'm not drinking, why would she say, I'm not drinking? Pasha's because she's guilty. And therefore, she doesn't want to drink. And then she changed her mind and says, no, I'm going to drink. So Ma, what is the halacha? Kivan da amra eini shosa. Do we say that once she said the words, I'm not drinking, and it did not seem like it said that because she was just nervous and not thinking straight, but if she says that, and she says that she was kam tameya anib, kamra, she's basically saying, I am tameya, by saying, I'm not drinking. V'kima de'ichzik nafsha bituma lo mati hadraba. And once she did that, she established the chazaka for herself. Remember, it's very easy to establish this chazaka because we have raglaim ludavar, we have back on that base, and because it was raglaim ludavar, therefore just a little bit will make it suffig to vaday. We already treat it like vaday. That's the chiddush of the Torah. But now we're really treating it like vaday if she says eini shose, and therefore she would establish herself and she would not be able to retract and say, I'm going to drink, because the whole purpose of the drinking is to be mevarer what happened. And if we already know what happened, either with Edim, or if she admits to Me'ani, or now we're suggesting, even if she says, I'm not drinking, that also is an admission of guilt, and therefore we wouldn't allow her to drink. O Dilma, or no, do we say, Kivan da Amra Shosani, once now she's saying, no, I'll drink, Gal Yadaita, the Machmas Biatusa Hu da Amra. Maybe before, it looked like she was calm, but maybe she wasn't calm inside, and we didn't know. And maybe the second half of this dilma is also suggesting it's hard to establish a chazaka here without real edus. So even if you want to say, we were noted that way with the raglayim ledavar, but who says? Who says? So teiku, that question is not answered. Put that on the list for Elio Hanavi. So that is, again, a lot of these questions over the past couple of dafim have been that yisod that we saw from the Ar Sameach, and that we said also from the Avi Ezri, that the sota is a context where it's not the normal, we don't have the normal rules of chazaka. Usually there's a cheskas tara, cheskas kashrus, and all of a sudden here, because of her behavior that ruins her cheskas kashrus or cheskas tara, and with the chiddush of the Torah is that we treat it like a vadai until she extricates herself from the situation. But up until that point, it's a vaday. But she could get out of that with any little bit. That's what we said from the Rambam on 2 days ago, that there's a lot of lachadchila b'dieveds in the bayos de lo ifshita in the Gemara, which is some unusual. If we're not sure if the water is going to work or not, so how can we say lachadchila, don't do it, but b'dieved, it's okay? Because that's enough to get out of the chazaka created by the raglayim l'davar. So that's also part of the issue behind this ibaya, but the Gemara does not have an answer. Okay, Amar Avu Ad Shmuel, we quoted this also a couple of days ago. Tzarech sheyitein mar l'toch hamayim. The halacha is you have to put something bitter into the water. Why? My taima, the Amar Kura, mei hamarim shemarim kvar. We say mei hamarim, the bitter waters, it's not just that it's going to cause bitterness in the future, but it is bitter now. Chazal understand. Mei shemarim kvar, right? Rashi says, kode mechika. Even before, Alma Machmas Davar Acher Himarim. Ve'ein Merira Al Shem Kilolas Bedikasam Nikra. Merira, it's not bitter because of what's going to happen. Tamikami Mechika, Lavene Mivdekninu. Right? So it has to be bitter already. This is a little difficult in that Rashi Ala Torah does not quote this. Not a stira, but if you look in Rashi Ala Torah, when Rashi quotes the Mei Hamarim, and the Ramban picks up on this, Rashi says exactly what the Gemara doesn't say here. And Rashi says, why is it called Mei Hamarim? Because Al Shem Sofam. Right? The Ramban here quotes, quotes three different days. The first one is Rashi. Amram Afarshim, Ki Akasav Korei Osam. This is the Ramban of Parshas Naso. Ki Akasav Korei Osam, Al Shem Sofam. Shetia Bahem Mara, Ki Emar Lo Hashem Ma'od Va'aya Araru Osam. It's bitter to God, and therefore he's going to make this bitter to this woman. For Rabbi Oseinu, Kacham Rabbi Sifri, Nikru Marim Al Shem Sofam, Shemem Marim Esagufam Ma'arin Esavon. So that's number one. That's Rashi Ala Torah. And it's interesting why Rashi picks that over the Gemara here. And then the Ramban continues, Aval b'Gemara Amru, Shakoi Nosim Bahem Mayim Davar Mar, Vahu La'orer Ota. And that's to have it bitter even beforehand. And then the Ramban quotes a third pshat, V'hanachon be'enai kipshuto. The nachon, what's correct, is the pshat, ki ha'isha, bishtosa es hamayim, yimtiku lash kishar hamayim. It will start off as tasting sweet, but there'll be a terrible aftertaste. V'acharechein, bivo'am bekirba im nitma'a, yo'ruosa v'targish miyad hamariris befiha u'bekirba. As I was going to start, she's going to feel the aftertaste, it's going to turn bitter. The Zeo Shamar Vishka Samayim, Vaisam Nitvav in Tumoma Bisho, Vomba Maim Hamarim. Meaning the beginning, says the Ramban, he's Bedaik, it's just Mayim. Vishka Samayim. So you don't have to come on to Mayim Hamarim like the Gemara says here, that it sounds like it's Mar even beforehand. No, it's that you give her water, and then it'll turn into Mayim Hamarim. Ki Acharea Shtia, says the Ramban, Bivoa Bibitna Miyad Yashuvu Limarim Befia Ubekirba. That's the aftertaste. Just like this, you have things in life. Right, you have things that after you eat it or drink it, it gives you this taste. And he continues. But that is the Ramban, three different pshatim. Why is it called Marim? Quoting Rashi, quoting Chazal, and then giving his own pshat. The Chassam Sofer and the others, the Meiri, even before that, the Meiri wonders, how do you know that she's going to get sick because of the nace then? Maybe she's getting sick because of this bitter content that was put in. So says the Meiri, it's not going to be so extreme. What happens? Even if she has some type of food poisoning, it's not going to happen. What exactly happens to her? V'ksas tamidim ra'isi matmiyim bazeh, says the Meiri. Harizem maybe lachshod, or forget her. Maybe other people will think, oh, you know why this happened to her? Because there's this unusual content. Maybe lachshod sha'afa pu'ula ba mitzad osam advarim, says the Meiri ve'ein okein. Everybody knows that this just makes the water a little bitter. Maybe she'll get an upset stomach, but she's not going to get a blown up stomach. So therefore, we don't have to worry about that. So we don't have to be choshed for that. And also, because all the women that are innocent, nothing happens to. So you see, it's a raya that it's not that these dvarim hamarim are causing the stomach issues. Kulan davar mar notin l'tochon v'atorah panei mazhiros achashtiyasa. So therefore, says the Meiri, you don't have to worry about any type of chshad that might be caused by these these waters. Okay, there's another Chassam Sofer that says maybe we're putting in the Davar Mar for it to be to make it any roi lachila. That also relates to the bracha issue. That's the Chassam Sofer here. But again, that's the a smaller point. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Mishnah. Before the Megillah is erased. We spoke about last time already, a couple of days ago, what exactly is written on the Megillah, the 3 days and in Tanaim, back on Daf Yud Zayin. So before Hashem's name is erased from the Megillah, Amra Eini Shosa, if she says, I'm not drinking, Megillah, okay, so we says she's Asura to her husband. We're not exactly sure why. Maybe she's guilty, maybe not. But any shows the Megillah and Ignazes. So we put away her Megillah, right? We put it in Seamus, as we would call it, Geniza. Uminchasan is mispazeres al hadeshen, and her mincha is scattered. It can't be burned on the mizbeach because it's not serving its purpose anymore. So we just put it on the deshen, on the pile of ashes next to the mizbeach. Minchasah mispazeres al hadeshen ve'ein megillah sakshera lashkos pasota acheres, and her megillah cannot be used for anyone else, right? Anyone else. So we know there are certain, there are different, items that require lishma. This is one of the items, right? It has to be lishma. A get has to be lishma. Megillah sota has to be lishma. Ask the achronim, why do we have to be gonez it? You can't give it to kids to, like, practice their leaning on? Parshas Naso. It's a little bit of Parshas Naso, right? Why do we have to be gonez it? So explains the Torah Sa'ohel. First of all, it has Shem Hashem on it. Yeah, a child might not treat it appropriately. So the cloth might be misbazeh. Number two, it's embarrassing for the woman. You know, you'll see this child playing with the Megillah Sota. Oh, who's that from again? Oh, it's from so-and-so. Right, it's Takala. And kalon, right, the Gemara talks about more kalon, right? You have elsewhere. You know, why do you kill the animal that somebody was mizana with? Why? Because, you know, embarrassment. So to hear, that's another suggestion why you wouldn't be able to use it. The Tosfos here quotes Yerushalmi on top that the Achronim wonder exactly what it means. Yerushalmi quotes that you put this Megillah by the hinge of the door. So eventually it will get rubbed out. What's the message of that? You're doing gram mechikas Hashem? That's also usher. Right? You're not supposed to do that for no reason. Right? Remember, the Gemara in Shabbos talks about if somebody Hashem Hashem written on their body, are they allowed to take a shower? Right? So is that gram mechika? It's in the sugyas of gram kibui. So Tosfos on top here, quotes the Yerushalmi. Tani nignezes tachas siru shel heichal, lama b'shvil l'shachaka. Right? In order to rub it out. Lo katan hayesham v'sham amayim nishpachim. The Chulu, so the Achronim wonder what exactly is the message of that Yerushalmi. But either way, one has to treat it. The Pashas of the Mishnah is, it has to be Nignaz. And Rashi says, Shaloi is Bazu. What has to be Nignaz in general? What's the rule? When is something going to Geniza and when are you allowed to throw it out? That's the Braisa and Meseches Megillah on Daf Chavav, that there's a difference between Tashmishe Kedusha and Tashmishe Mitzvah. Any item that is used for a mitzvah but is not connected to the Ksav of Torah, that has the status of Tashmishe Mitzvah. And that does not have to be buried. A lulav. We burn a lulav with the chametz. How do we burn a lulav? You don't burn a mezuzah with the chametz. You burn a lulav with the chametz. Because a lulav is Tashmishe Mitzvah. May ikar hadin. After I finish using the lulav, it has no more kedusha. But, you know, I shouldn't treat it in a disgusting manner, because I did use it for a mitzvah. So Chazal tell us, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, once you use something for one mitzvah, you might as well use it for another mitzvah, like the tzitzit strings used for bookmarks in the Svarim. So to a lulav and shofar and sukkah and all the items used for a mitzvah, me'ikar adin, if I need to dispose of them, I can put it in a plastic bag and put it in the garbage. Me'ikar adin, tzitzis, you can put it in the garbage. What? That's tishmishe mitzvah. But that's not what's going on here. Here is an example of tashmishe kedusha. Anything related to the Ksav of Torah, mezuzah, tefillin, sefer Torah, anything directly connected to those, the atzei chayim of a mezuzah, the covering of a Torah, a tefillin bag, the tefillin boxes, all of those are also considered. The question in the postgame is, how far does it go? What if you have the cover of the bima? So that's already a few stages, because that only touches the atzei chayim, and that's touching the Torah. What about the covering, other coverings that you might use on a Torah? What about the yad? The yad is the yad a tashmish of the Torah? Is that a tashmish of the person to help him eat, make it easier for the person to read from the Torah? All these are discussed. And it's not just, okay, just be machmir. No, we want to, you want to know appropriately what is Geniza, because if something does not belong in Geniza, so then it's undermining the Kedusha of the Geniza. If I put something in that shouldn't be in Geniza. So I'm not supposed to just be Machmir. So that's a question. But here, this is a perfect example, for sure, of the Ksav of Torah, the Megillah is Nignezes, because it has Psukim of Divrei Torah on it. So that's if she says, I'm not drinking before the Megillah is erased. Says the continuing now the Mishnah, Nimchaka HaMegillah, V'Amra Tameyani. What happens if afterwards it's already been Nimchak and now she's getting cold feet? The lad, right now, she can't do it. She says, I'm Tameya. Now, not Kofi. First she says, I'm Tameya, so then there's nothing to talk about. She says, I'm guilty. So she has to get divorced from her husband. Her husband does not have to pay her the ksuba. She's an Eshizinsa. What about, didn't we learn earlier back in the last Mishnah in Nedarim that a woman's not believed to say Tameyani? You're right in terms of getting the ksuba. And maybe there, remember we had that Ron that we would even allow them to live together. But here there's Raglayim Ladavar. Here, she had Yichud already. And therefore, if she says Tameyani, we really believe her. And therefore, Hamayim Nishpachim, you do not force her to drink because, oh, the water was already erased Hashem's name. No! The whole purpose of the water is to clear up what happened. Now we know what happened. And therefore, we're not going to make her drink the water. That's exactly what Rashi says here. Dekivan de amra tmeya ani beduka v'omedesi. We know exactly what occurred. Beduka v'omedes. V'amayim amorim lo nitznu el levar es asafik. Right, it's only there to clear up any doubts. Here we have no more doubts. So therefore, we pour out the water. Umenchasa mispazeres al beis hadeshen. Again, the mincha is not hokrav because it's not serving its purpose anymore. Nimchaka Megillah v'amri eini shose. But what happens? She doesn't say the Megillah was already erased, and she does not saying I did it. She's saying I'm not drinking. So here she's maybe she's innocent. She's just scared. So that's the case where we force her to drink. Ma'ar arin osa, o mashkin osa bal karcha. It's for her own good. If she's not drinking, maybe she's just scared. We wanted to be able to go back to her husband. So we force her, right? If she was guilty, so then she's chayeves misa anyway, and we would force her to drink. But that's what we do. And then once she starts drinking, what happens? She starts the terrible process if she's guilty of all these things occurring. And remember, it happens to the Boel, wherever he is, also. And specifically, the parts of the body that are affected first are the face and the eyes and the Gidin and the blood vessels. The Ein Yaakov here in the Iyun Yaakov. Here, quote, in the Ein Yaakov, he says, maybe it's connected to the Gemara in Nida that we all know about the three partners in a person. Shlosha shurfin ba'adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu va'aveh ve'imah. And therefore, paneha morikos, shehu michelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shehu noten klaster panim. So each part is a different, from a different shuta. First is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'eneha boltos, shehu michelech ha'aim, shehu shachor sheba'ayin, shikir yes ha'ayin talui bo. Number two is the mother, right? Each part, as the pasuk goes, quotes pasuk into Hillim, and then he mispalis gidim shu chelik aviv kedisa sham, like the father gives the atzamos v'gidim v'chulu. So maybe that's these three are connected. She destroyed the tzelem alokim of herself that she was mizana, and therefore she. This is the punishment that happens to her. And they quickly say, "Okay, take her out, so she's not doesn't make the azara tame." Oh, I just forgot to mention one more point that Rav Soloveitchik says. Rav Shechter quotes it in Eretz Tzvi in Simin Yud Beis, relating the difference between tashmishe kedusha to the mitzvah of kvura. Mitzvah of Kfura. There's a mitzvah of Kfuras Yisrael. Where does that mitzvah come from? So he suggests that it comes from this idea of Tashmishe Mitzvah, Tashmishe Kedusha. Every Jew is a Tashmishe Kedusha. Every Jew has the connection to the Ksav of Torah. And that's why just like a Sefer Torah has to be buried, just like anything connected to the Ksav of Torah, so to a Jew has to be buried. Because of his connection to, his or her connection to Torah. What about a Jew that has never learned Torah in their life? But they learned it in utero, the other Gemara in Nida. And therefore, every Jew has that connection. to Torah, and that's the root of the mitzvah of Kfuras Yisrael. It's an amazing suggestion. Okay, let's get back to the Mishnah. We continue. Second half of the Mishnah. Im yesh la schus haisa tolala. If she has some type of schus, so then this does not happen right away. We'll have to talk about what type of schus do we mean here. But if she has some type of schus, the Mishnah says she does not have this punishment right away. Yesh la schus tola shana achas, yesh schus tola beishanim, yesh schus tola gimel shanim. And there are different levels of schuyos. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. Mikan amar ben Azai. This is why ben Azai says, when we have ben Azai already so far in this Masechta, where do we have him? Well, at least once, we had him back on Daf Dalet. Remember, there was a different shitas about the shear of Tumah. How long is the shear of Tumah? How long inside the Yichud? So all different days. And the Gemara says on the top of Dalet and Mabez, well, each shita was based on their own experience. So the Gemara asks, well, ben Azai gave one of the shitas. Well, he was never married. Right, so what do you mean his own experience? The Gemara gave 3 days there. A, he was married and then got divorced because he couldn't deal with it. Nafsho chashka b'Torah. Or number two, his Rebbe told him. Or Sod Hashem Lireyav. Right, those are the 3 days back on Daf Dalet. So Ben Azai, talking about daughters. He didn't have any kids. Okay, maybe he knew it anyway. Or his Rebbe told him, whatever it is. But either way, we got over Ben Azai. Chayav Adam Lames Bito Torah. Ben Azai says you have to make sure to teach your daughter Torah. Why Shem Tishta? Because maybe she'll have heard of this sota waters, and she'll drink, and look, and she was really guilty, but the waters won't test her. And she has chuyos, but she won't realize that. She never learned the Mishnah in sota, right? She never got this far. So therefore, she'll make fun of the Torah, she'll say it's not true, and therefore, one should teach Torah. That is Ben Azai. Rabbi Elazar Omer, the opposite. Famous line, Kol Malamed Bito Torah, Ki'ilu, that's our Girsa, Ki'ilu Lomda Tiflus, is as if you're teaching Tiflus. Tiflus is a hard word to translate, the Gemara will talk about it. Something negative, but it's opposite. If somebody has a little information, is it better for them to have more information or less information? Right, that's the Gemara. Again, just to expand that, you know, some who are not from the inside looking at Torah concepts, sometimes people look at and ask us about certain Torah concepts and making fun of it, Rahman al-Islan, and say, oh, what is this? What are the rabbis doing? So once they have a little bit, you have to make sure they get more in order for them to appreciate the beauty of the inside and the warmth of Torah. But it could be better in the first place if they didn't have any information, because a little information could cause a lot of detriment. But that's the opposite shitos here in the Mishnah between Ben Azai and Reb Elazar. Ben Azai says Chayiv, and Reb Elazar says no Tiflis. If you look at Rashi for a second, not here, Rashi on Chaf Aleph Mabez on the top, what does Rashi say Ki'ilu Lom the Tiflis means? Ki'ilu, Rashi says, Shemitocha, top of Chaf Aleph Mabez, Shemitocha hi mevina armumis va'ose dvareha bahatznei. Through this, she understands, she's sly and armumis, and she does Tavar Bahatznei, meaning she's not going to appreciate, what's happening in this regard, right? And the Meiri also says right here, a little information can be very dangerous. The language of the Meiri, 600 years ago, is, Dvarm tfalim shemitocha vanasa biyeter migidra hikone armimus maat ve'ein sechla maspik lahavana haruya ve'hisvura shehisiga umekashkeshes kepa'amon laharoses chachmas alakol. Sometimes a little information we think we're like the biggest gadol hador because we know a little bit, so you know we think that we could make decisions and express the true approach to Torah topics. So we have to realize that's not true. Again, this is a major discussion in the poskim in terms of Talmud Torah L'Nashim. The Rambam already starts us off and has a very unusual formulation. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam says, Isra Shalimda Torah Yesh Laschar. Woman who learns Torah, she has reward. Aval Eino Kischar Ha'ish Mipnei Shalon Itzava. But she doesn't have to, like, the scar of a man because she's not commanded. So far, that might have anything to do with our Mishnah, right? That could have to do with the Gemara in Kiddushin that says a woman is Ptura from Talmud Torah. Women doesn't have to learn Torah, right? Just like she's Ptura from many Zman Grammas, she's also has a couple of mitzvahs that are not Zman Gramma, that they're a limudim that she's Ptura from. So, she gets schar, but not like a man. V'kala osa davar she'eno mitzuveh alav, ein scharo kischar ha-mitzuveh, she'asa elapachas mimanu. Okay. right? Gadol ha-mesuva v'yose b'mi she'en ha-mesuva v'yose. V'yaf al-pi she'yesh lo ha-schar. And then the Rambam says, even though she has schar, tzivu chachamim shelo yilmar adam es bito Torah. But the chachamim have commanded that a person should not teach their daughter Torah. So Achronim point out here, what about the first line? If she has schar, how can you say that it's a negative? So if you're medayi closely in the Rambam, the first two lines, the Rambam doesn't say to teach. The Rambam says, a woman who learns. Who learns? So already a woman who shows an interest in learning, starts learning herself, that's not what the Rambam's talking about. Right? The Rambam's possibly talking about here, if she, there's no interest, so then you'll yimar es bito Torah, mebnei sharov ha-nashim, ein daitan mechuvenes l'islamed. Remember? Up until 200 years ago, women were not literate. They didn't know how to read and write. So the Rambam says, rov ha-nashim, ein daitan mechuvenes l'islamed, vehen motzien l'divrei Torah l'divrei havai l'fi anius daitan. And if somebody is not well acquainted with wisdom in general, they can misuse the wisdom of the Torah. Amr Chachamim Kol Malam Beis Bito Torah Kilu Hav Kilu Limda Tiflus, and that's the Rambam. And the Rambam adds on one more line: Bamedvar Mamurim B'Torah Shebal Peh, Avo B'Torah Shebichsav Lo Yomar Osa Lachadchila V'Im Limda Einu Kemalam Da Tiflus. Very difficult Rambam to put together. There are different levels. You shouldn't do it anyway, but it's not called Tiflus by Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebal Peh. You shouldn't do it. It's called Tiflus if you do it. But the first line said that it gets chayav if they learn. So you got to figure out exactly what the Rambam means. And again, amongst the Achronim, we know there are different schools of thought, how and how much, and what is suggested, and how have things changed over time. Just one makar, you got to quote it here because it's so to Daf Chaf right here. The Chavetz Chaim, we haven't quoted the Chavetz Chaim yet. The Chavetz Chaim has a set of svarim, the Likutei Halachos, which is basically a riff on all the parts of Shas that the Rif didn't write on Halacha L'Maisa. So the Rif didn't write on Sota. If you look in the back, on Masechta Sota, we don't have the Rif, right? The Rif didn't write on it. It wasn't Halacha L'Maisa. So all on Zvachim, on Karbanis, we have the Likutei Halachos. So here, the Chafetz Chaim has a very well-known comment, right here in the Likutei Halachos. Venira starts off with Venira. Right? Venira, it appears to me, says the Chafetz Chaim, Dekol ze davka bizmanim shelofaneinu. This all applies only in the earlier times. Shekol echad hayadar b'makam avosav, v'kabalas ha'avos hayachazak ma'od, yitzakol echad v'echad, lehisnai kederach shedarachu avosav. When there was such a misora and everybody got the education in their house, and there wasn't so much danger on the streets outside. U'kamayim ha'akasav, sh'alav ichav yagedcha. Bazeh hayinu l'cholom lomar, shalot tilmo Torah, v'tismoch b'hanhaga alavoseha hayisharim. Most of the education that girls got was in their home. They saw what their mother did, and that was it. And therefore, you didn't need anything more. Aval ka'eis, says the Chavetz Chaim, ba'avonoseinu harabim, shekabalas ha'avos nisrofeif ma'od ma'od, the Kabbalah of parents and children as have weakened, v'gam matsui, she'no dar b'machem avos of klal. Right? It's very common that the girls don't live in the house, or don't get educated in the house. Uveprat osam shemargilin atzman lo moksav v'lashon ha'amim, especially those that are reading and writing and learning language. Bevadai mitzvah rabbah, says the Chafetz Chaim, l'lamdam chumish, v'gam neviyim uksuvim, u'musrei chazal, kigon meseches avos, v'sefer menoras hamor, v'chadome. Kadesh, you gotta teach them. They're learning other chachmas, so you gotta at least teach them the wisdom of Torah. Kadesh yis'ameis etzlam inyan emunaseinu akdosha. This is the derech to achieve what we used to achieve without teaching them Torah, but now you have to teach them. Dem lo kein alul sheyasuru legamrei miderech Hashem v'yavru al kol yisodi hadas chas v'shalom. So this is the source of it. The Sarishneir, the same time period, started the education for women, and now the question is the details. How and how much, and there are different schools of thought in terms of Achenu B'nai Yisrael. Some are more flexible in terms of teaching them Torah Shebal Peh in certain ways. Some are less flexible, less Torah Shebal Peh. Okay, one should follow their posek in terms of what they feel. But again, this is a very important topic. But the application of the law, already the Chavetz Chaim already says that this Mishnah was written at a certain time period, and Bavosinu Arab, and the message of the Mishnah, which was to educate properly for in Emuna and Yadus and Halacha, so that's one has to know exactly how to apply that Bizman Hazeh. And just one other point, again, this is a huge topic, one other point, and that is the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Yoredeya, even though women are pturas from Talmud Torah, they have to learn the mitzvahs that are shayachas to them. So what does that mean? That means plenty. Women have to learn Arachayim, Evan Ezra, Yoradei, and Choshe Mishpat. Halavai men should know everything that women have to learn. That's what the Ramah says. And that's one of the explanations for the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Arachayim, in Siman Mem Zayin, four words. Nashim Mevarchos Berchas HaTorah. Women have to say Berchas HaTorah every morning, just like men. Berchas HaTorah, they're obligated. So why is that? Why do women have to say Berchas HaTorah? So there are various suggestions given in the Noseh Kelim. The Magen Avraham says, because of this Ramah, because women are obligated to learn certain parts of the Torah. What, Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Kashrus, all halachas, where Hilchas a business, Hilchas a She'elah Pikadon, all halachas, right, all the Dav Chalki Shulchan Aruch, that's the Magen Avraham. The Vilna Gaon is, again, the Vilna Gaon says, no, it's not a mitzvah per se. Women are pturas from Talmud Torah. That's a extra mitzvah, to know what to do. But it's not the Lishma. There's a lot that Beis Halevi talks about this, two elements of Talmud Torah. But the Gra says, no, they're pturos, but it's like a Zman Grama. Just like women can make brachas on Zman Grama, so too they make brachas on Berachas HaTorah. The only problem with that Gra is, number one, the Shulchan Aruch himself paskins, women do not make brachas on Zman Gramas. Only the Ramah says that. And number two, their women are able to, but they don't have to. And here the Shulchan Aruch says they have to. So, just last point, Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, quoted by his son in the Grizal Rambam, says, maybe Berachas HaTorah is a different type of bracha. It's a bracha on what he calls the Chefsa Shel Torah. When we come in contact with the Dvar Hashem, when we have the schus to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah, we have an obligation to recognize that privilege and make a bracha. Right? And that's Berachas HaTorah. And that's what Reb Soloveitchik, the Rav, added on to his grandfather's point. That's why the same makar in the Torah is given for Berachas HaTorah, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, and bowing down when you hear Shem Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Gemara and Yuma. Right? Well, how could that be the same bracha? The same makar for bracha and for bowing down? The answer is it's the same point. It's recognizing when you come in contact with the Dvar Hashem, whether explicitly in the Beis HaMikdash or through learning Torah, you have to recognize that. So women, doesn't matter about the obligation of Talmud Torah. It's just connecting to the ksav of the words of Torah. Okay, there's a lot there. Maybe we'll have a dapiin shir at some point soon about that topic also. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, continuing, after that machlokas. Reb Yoshua Omer, Rotza Isha Bekava Tiflus Mitesh Kavim Depricious. A woman would rather have one kav and tiflus more than nine kavim and precious. We'll have to see what that means in the Gemara. Hu Ayo Omer, then the last line of the Mishnah. Chasid Shota, a foolish, pious person. Verasha Arim, and a sly, wicked person. Veisha Prusha. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. Umakas Prushin, getting lashes just to be a parush. Hare Elu Mavali Olam. These are people who destroy and wear out the world. So we'll talk about all of those, Be'ez Hashem, in the Gemara. Amar B'yud Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Meir. Kshayisi Lamad. So now we're getting back to the earlier part of the Mishnah, the Sota issues. Kshayisi Lamad Torah Eitz Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Meir says, when I used to learn Torah with Rabbi Akiva, Haiti Matil Kan Kantum L'Tochadio. V'lo Amar Li Davar. I used to put Kan Kantum, which is a type of ingredient that makes the ink indelible. You can't erase it. I used to put that in the ink of the Torah. He never told me anything. Meaning, Pashas Rabbi Akiva thought it was okay. Ukshabasi Eitz Rabbi Ishmael. Amar le bini, mamalachtecha. When I came to Rabbi Yisrael, he asked me, what do you do? Amarti lo lavlarani, I'm a scribe, I'm a sofer. Amar le bini, avi zahir, be careful. Shemalachtecha malecha shamayimi. Be careful, your malacha is malecha shamayim. It's a heavenly work. Shema taxir os achas, otatir os achas. Maybe you'll add on or take away one letter. Nimsis atamachrevis kol olam kula, and you'll destroy the world. What does that mean? Rashi quotes, maybe you'll add on a letter. Kugon Aleph Vehei Vashem Elokim MS. Right, instead of Elokim. Oh, Tiyater Os Achas, Bereshis Baro Elokim. Right, if you add on one letter or take away one letter, that could lead to Kfira. Right, so that's what he says. You have to be very careful, those examples given, because you are Melechas Shemayim. The Maritz Chayetz adds on another Hosafa. He quotes from earlier, let me just find the Maritz Chayes here. He says, why is it Dafka Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir? Hizir Kain Rabbi Meir, Mibneshi Yadanu, Didarko, Ailaso, Simanim, Velechto, Begilion, Drushes. Many times you find, he quotes various Midrashim, that Rabbi Meir used to add on different things to the side of the Gemara, and to the side of his source, to his Makaros. And there was a worry that maybe afterwards people would think that that was part of the text itself. It wasn't just Tosafos. The Kfaris Ora Mefarshim al Zeh. The Chalila Vachas Lomar. The Sifrosh Rabbi Meir Hayim Mishuna Misvarim Shalanu. Ulam Emes Ki Rabbi Meir Bechas Limuda Batar Shebechsav Hayekosi Betzido Al Agilyon Simanim Al Eza Osios. He used to write notes on the side. Laman Yizkar Adrashos Asher Ne Osin Beina Ben Yizeh. He thinks of Xer Shava. He thinks of Akala Chomer. And it could be afterwards that, you know, later his students would think that was part of the text. You find that sometimes the mistakes crop up based on whether you think something is part of the original text or was just written on the side. So that's why Dafka, Rabbi Akiva knew that Rabbi Meir does this, and therefore he gave him specific warnings in this regard. Okay, continue. Amarti lo, davar echad yeshli, shani matlo tocha diova kan kantam shemo. And I told Rabbi Ishmael, I put this indelible ink into my ink. Amarli v'chimatilim kan kantam tocha dio, you can't do that. HaTorah Amra Umacha, Ksav Sheyuchali Machos. Right, the Sota Megillah has to be able to be erased. So, here too, Rabbi Shmuel says, that affects the entire Torah. The entire Torah is classified as able to be erased. So, he went to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva didn't say anything, no problem. And to Rabbi Shmuel, it was a problem. So, Maika Amarle, Maika Mahadrele. Well, it sounds like there was words missing in the conversation. He says, what do you do? He says, a sofer. Okay, be careful. He says, I do kankantom. He says, don't do kankantom. Like, what was the segue? My kamerle, my kamahadrele. Hachi kamerle. This is the conversation that took place. Lomi boyev chaseros v'yaseros tabakiyana. Not only, he says, am I careful with chaseros v'yaseros, with every letter, elafil lemechash lezvuv. I'm even careful that if a fly comes on to the ink, it might affect the ink, it might sit in an ink, and erase part of wet ink. Maybe a fly will come and sit on the top right corner of the dalas. And then when he gets up, he'll have it erased. It'll look like a resh. So therefore, when I use ink, it's never going to get erased. So that's what I do. And davar acher, yeshli shani matil tocha diyo v'kan kantam shemo, and I put something indelible in it, that's why that's not going to happen. And Rabbi Shmuel got upset about it. Rabbi Shmuel says, I don't agree with that. Says the Gemara, Eini, is this really true that this is the story that occurred? We have a different version of the story. V'atanya am Rabbi Meir, k'shayisi lamet Torah so Rabbi Shmuel, ha'iti matil kan kantam tocha diyo v'lo amr li davar. Exactly the opposite. I was by Rabbi Shmuel and he didn't say a word. Ukshebazi Eitzar Rabbi Akiva Asrolai. So exactly the opposite sheetus. Kasha Shimush Hashimush. First of all, it's a Kasha. Who did he learn by first? Right? Different stories. Kasha Asra Asra. And then he's a Kasha on the different rabbis in the story gave different shatim. So Bishlam Hashimush Hashimush Lo Kasha. Fine. On the who he served. Meikar Ras Lakamid Rabbi Akiva. Originally, Rameya was by Rabbi Akiva. Akiva Delomatsi Kamali Bey. Because he couldn't. Kamali Bey. What does that mean? Rashi, second wide line. Lomatsi Lenekim Ali Bey, Ali Kare Tame. I couldn't really understand his reasonings. Shahaya Omer Al Tame Tahar, Umara Lopanim, the Altar Tame Umara Lopanim. He used to give opposite svaras. I couldn't take that, says Rabbi Meir. I needed to know something clearly. Give me the psak. Right? What did Rabbi Akiva do? Rabbi Akiva was like Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, we know Rabbi Akiva was going to give it Moshe Rabbeinu. We've shown Rabbi Akiva the Gemara Menaches. And what do we know about Moshe Rabbeinu? Remember the Chachmei Tzarfas? The Chachmei Tzarfas quoted by the Ritva in Erevin Yud Gimel. This is the one Ritva in Erevin that we got to know. The Ritva in Erevin quotes the Rabbani Tzarfas, which is fascinating. It's about Elu Ve'elu Yivlekim Chayim. The Ritva, Spanish, is quoting the Rabbani Tzarfas, that itself, Elu Ve'elu, right, the Achdus. So he quotes, the principle of Elu Ve'elu Yivlekim Chayim, the Gemara in Erevin Yud Gimel. What does that mean? Is it Tami? Is it Tar? How could it be Elu Ve'elu? So the Ritva quotes, Kisha Allah Moshe Lamar Makabel Torah. When Moshe went up to Har Sinai to get the Torah, Heru Lo Akol Davar V'davar, they showed him about every halachic concept. Memtes Panim Le'isser, Umemtes Panim Le'heter. 49 reasons to say Aser, 49 reasons to say Mutter. V'shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Zeh. And Moshe says, what does that mean? How is that possible? V'amar, and Hashem answered, Shiyehe zeh masur l'chachme Yisrael b'chol dar v'dar. V'yehachra kemosam. There are different ways to look at things. Like the Maharal explains, you have a tree. What makes the tree grow? One person will say water. One person will say the earth. One person will say the sun. They're all right. It just depends how you look at it. That's every halachic concept is a complex concept, not a simple concept. And therefore, you have to know what's the ikar, what's the tafel. So maybe, suggestion, maybe that's dafka why Rabbi Akiva did that too. Because Rabbi Akiva was similar to Moshe Rabbeinu in that regard. The one who could have been the Nosei Na Torah, possibly, based on that Gemara. So that's why he was also Rabbi Meir says, I can't take it. I can't take this, Rabbi Meir says. So he left. So he left Rabbi Akiva and he went to Rabbi Yishmael. And then, Kivan to the Asa Lekabi Rabbi Yishmael. Vigamar Gemara. And then after, once he had clarity in terms of thinking, so then he went back to Rabbi Akiva. Hadar Asa Lekabi Rabbi Akiva, Savar Svara. And he got more Svara from Rabbi Akiva. Once he had Halacha clear, then he went back to get more Svara. It's interesting though, that on that Gemara in Erev and Yud Gimel, the Gemara says that nobody could understand Rabbi Meir because he gave two, he was too sharp. So Dafka Rabbi Meir was the one who had to leave Rabbi Akiva, but then when Rabbi Meir became the Gadol Dar, nobody could understand him. Because he was too sharp, and he gave svaras that nobody could reach. So every just illustrates that every Rebbe from every generation was like above and beyond the Talmidim. Okay, let's continue. So that's how we answered the order of the limud of Rabbi Meir. But now we're left with the other question: Ela Asra Asra Kasha. So we still have a question that did Rabbi Yishmael Asra the Kankatom or Rabbi Akiva? So Kasha, we don't answer that question. Tanya, last line. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hi, Rabbi Meir, lochom atilin kankatom l'tocha dio. Rabbi Meir says, you could put kankatom into the dio for everything, chutz v'parsha sota bilvad, except for parsha sota. Rashi says, v'afilu b'sefer Torah. You could use kankatom, indelible ink, for all parts of the Torah, except for the parsha of the sota, in the Torah, even in the Torah. Rabbi Yaakov Omer Mishmo. Rabbi Yaakov quoted Rabbi Meir differently. Chutz miParsha Sota Shal Mikdash. No, except for the Parsha Sota and the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, the Parsha Sota in a regular Sefer Torah does not have to be indelible. You're not using that Pashtus for the Sota. So only if you have a separate Megillah Sota. So my Benayu, what's the Machlokas between them? I'm Rabbi Yirmiya. Limchok La Minatorah. You can Benayu. Pashtus, the Machlokas is whether you can cut out, basically, a part of the Torah from Parshas Naso to use for the Megillah Sota. If, according to the first opinion, no. I'm sorry, according to the first opinion, yes, you can, and that's why it has to be, you cannot use Kankantom. According to the second opinion, Rabbi Yaakov, no. Chutz miParshas Shel Mikdash. Everything in the Torah does not have to be erasable. And therefore, why? Because you're not going to use that for anything else. Vaita. V'hani Tanoi ki ani Tanoi. So this machlokas tanoim. What machlokas tanoim? Rashi knows that it's a little unclear. So Rashi, our greatest Rebbe, says, fourth line, ki ani tanoi, defligu nami v'ksiba l'shma. Right, we're no longer talking about just erasing. If you could use the mesota section in Naso for a isha sota, that means you don't need to write it l'shma. So that's the machlokas tanoim here at root. So that machlokas tanoim is also the following: v'hani tanoi ki hani tanoi. Detanya a megillah sakshir lashkus basota cheres. One megillah cannot be used to be mashka another sota. Rabbi Achi bar Yoshia Amar megillah sakshir lashkus basota cheres. Machlokas tanoim whether you could use one megillah for another one. So we're comparing 2 points. We're comparing, number one, could you use the Megillah Sota from Parshas Naso in the Torah? Number two, could you use the Megillah Sota written for one woman for another woman? So first the Gemara thinks maybe those are connectable. So now the Gemara says, no, maybe you can be mechalik in either direction. Amar Papa, Dilma Lohi, Ad Kan Lo Kamar Tanakama Hasam. When does the Tanakama say over there that it is no good? Ella kiven de intuk l'shem Rachel lo hadra mintika l'shem Leah. You know why in this second brisa why you cannot use it for a different sota? Because you already used it for one sota, you cannot change it for another sota. If you wrote it for Leah, you can't use it for Rachel. Aval Torah de bistamak siva hachanami de makina. But a Torah is written stama, not for any specific Jew. So you can say it's written for any Jew. Fill in the blank, and therefore it would be better. And you could use a Sefer Torah, even though you wouldn't be able to use a Megillas Sota. So a Torah is Stama. A Torah is stumble lishma, not specifically. And Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak the other way. Dilma loi, akala kama Rabbi Achi bar Yoshia hasam. When does Rabbi Achi bar Yoshia say that you can use it ela bi Megillah? By a Megillah sota that's written for one woman, de'ichta l'shum, olus ba'olam. It was written for sota. Aval Torah del Islamic siva, but a Torah is just written to learn from. Hachanami delo machinon. But you wouldn't be able to write it. So therefore, you cannot connect the two contexts. A Torah is written to learn with? Ah, maybe this is the line in Shas where the Rush got it from. Which Rush? The Rush in Hilchas Sefer Torah. The Rush says that Bizman Hazeh, the mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah, takes on another avenue of fulfillment. There is a machlokes achronim, whether the Rush means this is a new avenue or an additional avenue, but the Rush says, writing svarim, buying svarim today, is a kiyum of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, because after all, we don't learn from Sefer Torah anymore today, and therefore, the Rush quote, the Torah quotes his father, the Torah quotes the Rush, as in Reish Ein and Yaradeya, Ha'idna Shekosvin Sefer Torah, Umenichan Osama Beis HaKnesses, Lekros Bam Barabim, Mitzvahs Aseh, I'll call the Yisrael, Shayodam Asegas, Lichtov, Chumshe HaTorah, Umishna, Vigamara, Upirushayim, Lahagos Ben Hu Banav. To write them, to publish them, to get them to use for your children. Mitzvahs Ksivas HaTorah Hi Lalamda Ba Dichsiv Alamdas Bnei Yisrael Sima Bafiyem. Vaidea Gemara Upirusha Yeda Pirusha Mitzvos Vadina Aburyan Lachain Hein Hein Asvarim Sha'ada Mitzuve Lakosvam Vigam Shalola Mochram Imola Limol Torah Velisa Isha. Not selling Svarim, just like you can't sell a Sefer Torah. That's the Rush in Hilchos Sefer Torah. And that's a big discussion. Did that take the place of Svarim, or is it just an additional big, but maybe it's the Shagas Aryeh, Minchas Chinuch, many others that get into the action here, but that is maybe related to this line in Shas. Torah de la Hislam made Ksiva. A Torah is written to learn from. So therefore, you can't use it for Megillah Sota. Period. There's Tosfos also, back on Amud Aleph, where Tosfos discusses Stama Lishma, by Sefer Torah, Stamlishma by Isha, Stamlishma by, we have it by Kachim, back in Zvachim Daf Beis, that's Tosfos, Amar Aleph discusses that. But let's continue now. Rabbi Yachai bar Yoshia, Lesle, Rabbi Yachai bar Yoshia, who says you can use it for another Isha Sota. Lesle, he does not hold of Kasav Lagaris Azishto Venimlach, a man wrote a get to divorce his wife, and they decided not to. Matsu Beni Rova Amarlo, and he finds somebody else in his city who had the same names. Farmerlo, Shmika Shimcha, Vashemishti Kishemishtacha, Pasal Lagarishbo. Right, what's the difference? Why does he say by Anisha Sota the Megillah can be used for another woman, while by get, we assume he agrees that it cannot be used for another woman? So the Gemara says, big difference. Amri, Hasam, Vekasav La, Amarachmana, Binan Ksiva Lishma. There it says, Vekasav La, must be written for her, for a specific wife. So one a minute, Hakanami, Va'asala, has to be made for her. So the Gemara says, Mayasiya, Mechika. He would say the Asiya does not mean the writing, but the erasing for the specific woman. If it was erased for a specific woman, you cannot use that to be Mashka, another woman. But the Ksiva doesn't have to be. And that's how we can be machali between Ksiva and Gerish. Her face starts right as she before even she finishes drinking, the punishment starts. Mani Rabbi Shimon, who is that according to? Must be Rabbi Shimon, the Amar who we had earlier. Makavis min chasav achach mashke. It must be that her karma mincha was already brought, because she can't bring her karma mincha after she dies. So if the water is already working as she's drinking it, it must be going like Rabbi Shimon Shita, where she has already brought her mincha. To kama to the karma mincha salo batski lamaya. Because if she didn't bring the mincha yet, then the water wouldn't be bodekas. Dichsiv minchas zikaron maskeras avon. So that line of the Mishnah sounds like Rabbi Shimon. Ema seifa, but the seifa of the Mishnah says yeshla zchus haisatolola asan rabbanon. That sounds like the Rabbanan. De'il Rabbi Shimon, we had this earlier. Ha'amar ein zchus tola b'mayim ha'marim. Rabbi Shimon says there's no such thing. Remember he said, because people are going to use it to their benefit. So, is the Mishnah Rabbi Shimon or not? The first part of the Mishnah sounds like Rabbi Shimon, the second half not. So Gemara has the easy answer. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rabbi Akiva, it's another Dana. It's Rabbi Akiva, who holds partially like Rabbi Shimon. Amar Makrav has been Chazav Akach Mashke. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shimon, that the Karban Mincha comes before the Hashka, but argues on Rabbi Shimon regarding the Zchus. Ubizchus Sarvalak Rabbanan, and Rabbi Zchuyos, he holds like the Rabbanan. So, it's the Chilik. Next little piece, let's finish up. And before she dies, they say, quickly, quickly, take her out so she's not Matami the Azara. So Gemara says, my Taima, the Dilma Mesa, what, you worry that she's going to become Tumas Mace? And that's the problem? But one minute, Lameimra de Mace Usr b'machane Levia. We had this big discussion at the end of Nazir a couple of weeks ago. A mace is Usr b'machane Levia. Where is she standing? Remember, outside of Shar Nikanor. So a mace is allowed to go there. So what are we worried about? Vatanya, Tame Mace Mutuli Kanis Lamachana Levia. Somebody's Tame Mace could go all the way into Machana Levia. Vlo Tame Mace Belvadam, or not only somebody who was Tame Mace, Elafilu Mace Atzmo. Shene Emar, Vayikach Moshe Atzmos Yosef Imo, Imo Bemchitzaso. Moshe Rabbeinu carried Atzmos Yosef. So you see, what are we worried about? That she's going to become Tame Mace? There's no issue for her to become Tame Mace there. For even a mace to be there. Amar Abaya Shema Tifros Nida. Now we're worried she's going to become a Nida. As this is occurring, and a woman who is tuma, or any person who is tuma yosef migufo, cannot be there. Nida zav zava yoledes cannot be there. They have to be more outside, except yoledes when she's bringing her karbanas. So the gemara says, "Matzak lemeimra to be atusa marafia." Is that to say that being scared of something will loosen her up and cause her to be paresas nida? In dechsev atischalchel hamalka meod. Yes, just like it says by Esther, once she hears about what happened with Mordechai, she gets very scared. V'yama Ravsha Persa Nida. And it says there that she was Paresa's Nida. V'yonan Tsanan. But doesn't the Mishnah say in Nida, Charada Misalekas Damim? Doesn't it say if a woman is in shock and her Shas vest comes, you could assume that she didn't become a Nida? Pach Tetzamis Biatusa Marafia. It depends if it's like a sudden shock or if it's slow being scared over time. Biatusa, right, if it's something that comes pitom, so that's could cause it to occur. Right, Rashi, biatusa haba pitom could go in zu. Shloisa chareda adachshav. U pitomi miargeshes pitzara. And also Esther, she hears pitom, that causes it. But if it's a slow in coming, being scared of something, being afraid, so that would cause it to close up, not to open up. The Ben Yoyada, just one final point, writes there in Megillah, what do we have to know about this? But the Schalcha Malka Persanita, what do we have to know about this for? What is it? It's something good about Esther Hamalka. So says the, and there's a machlokas there, either Persanita or Hutzrachal in a Kaveha. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Says the Ben Yoyada, no, they're both to explain, it's Bimagdil the Nes. Usually when a woman is Persanita, she's not at her height of beauty at that time of the month. And she's not feeling so well. And yet, Achashverosh, she was Matzachain, Beinei Achashverosh. Also, if somebody has a stomach virus, right, usually they're not in the greatest of states in terms of their looks. And yet, that's to be Magdil the Nes. Not Chas V'Shalom to just insult Esther. No. Lahagdil Godel Yafya, Lefnei HaMelech. By both of those, it's usually machish the yofi, and this is saying she still has yofi. Okay, we'll stop here. Then Hashem, we'll continue. Are we worried about the kalim? So take her out, but if she's on top of the kalim, but either way, the kalim are already what the kalim that she's touching. She's not touching any kalim anymore. She's on the floor. She'll fall down. They'll carry her out. Right, there's no issur for these types of tumah to be in this state right now. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem will continue with Daf Chaf Aleph.